When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It is a football Friday. Lions are a topic of conversation, and the phone lines are open. We've got picks coming up at 8:35. Heather is out today. Her picks will still be part of the show. So everybody tailing those and getting rich can keep doing that. The Lions and the Tigers, we'll get those calls too. The Lions play the Dallas Cowboys. Is this the biggest revenge game on the schedule, John?
I don't think it's the biggest revenge game. It may be. I don't even think it's to this point. I think there's a lot of people that were looking at that Seattle game as you got to beat Seattle finally to prove it on Monday Night Football because of the way that the last three have gone. And so, you know, check that box. Now it's the next revenge game. And who knows where San Francisco is or what San Francisco's doing at the end of the year, what's on the line. A lot of that will be context, and I know it's not the playoffs because the loss to the San Francisco 49ers was a 17-point lead, and it was in the playoffs, NFC Championship game. But I think that is that's one that people are looking to more than the matchup against Dallas. Dallas is interesting because there's a lot of people that – don't like Dallas because of the whole star America's team, blah, blah, blah.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That sounded very Jim Costa-ish.
Yeah, it's just this. Nobody likes the Dallas Cowboys.
No. But what happened in the game last year, and honestly, it's not just that game. It's every time they seem to play Dallas in Dallas, it's something happens. There's always some drama. There's always something that feels like it is Detroit versus everybody.
The Dallas game last year was the greater injustice. Like, they lost to San Francisco. It was painful. But the Dallas game was the injustice. They beat Dallas. They converted the two-point play. It should have been allowed because they reported eligible. I know there were 20-some seconds left on the clock, but that felt like a game the Lions won, earned and won, and was taken off the ledger. Revenge against San Francisco exists, but I don't think you can get revenge on them in the truest sense in the regular season. I think the only real revenge there is to take care of business in the NFC playoffs. So I would argue this is the biggest revenge game for the Lions in the regular season.
I mean, okay, you don't even know if you're going to get that opportunity in the playoffs.
That's fair.
And I mean, who knows?
Well, it'd be revenge enough if they fell off a cliff and you were hosting home playoff games, right?
Yes. They're in a position right now, a very precarious position, because is Christian McCaffrey ever going to play this year? I'm kind of starting to feel like that answer might be no. Deebo Samuel goes off last night, and I feel like that win puts them back on the trajectory that we thought they would be going into the season. They've had some stumbles. They've had some major injury issues with all of their studs being out. And now all of a sudden, it feels like they're probably – Kittle's back. He had a nice game. But now, yeah, this feels like it may be the biggest revenge game because it's the next one on the schedule. Are we a prisoner of the moment?
The 49ers look like they've survived the storm.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I got a feeling of last night. And now, aren't they leading that division? I mean, it would go the head-to-head on Seattle, I believe they are, right,
Kurt? Yes.
You know, so
3-3.
Yes. And that gets you a home game, so we'll see how it plays out. On the McCaffrey thing, quick, I'm getting vibes of Kevin Durant from him.
Meaning?
That basically, if he plays, he's going to tear it. That was kind of the feeling about Kevin Durant going to that game six in, Toronto that year? And it was, like, advised, don't play. but he played because it was a clinching game and you were trying to get away with it. I'm kind of getting that same vibe that I just feel like he's got to shut it down, or does he have to have it, you know, surgery on it or something like that? But I do think this is a revenge game.
And is it the biggest revenge game was my question.
I think it is. I'm very bitter about
but
Dallas
who's the
last
revenge
year.
On? Is it on Dallas or is it on the NFL? Because it's the officiating and that's what cost them the game.
It's on both. It's on Dallas because I hate them now. I hate still what happened back to Pettigrew back in the day.
Yeah.
I hate what happened last year. It seems like it's always against them. I want to go down there and I want to kick their butt. Like, seriously, I want to go down there and I want to win 31-13. Like, I want something like that where it's just I want to bitch slap them. I don't have that same thing towards the Niners right now. Because I think it was self-inflicted last year what happened.
You guys can answer it. 248-539-9797. The way you view this Dallas Cowboy game, revenge game, biggest revenge game, confidence level that they win. And you can use the Tigers as a barometer, more or less confident in the Lions than the Tigers this weekend.
I mean, look, John is talking about like having revenge against the refs. Are going to wait for a Brad Allen refereed game? Like, ooh, we got the Brad Allen game.
But that's why I said I don't think that it's kind of the mystery of like who is the revenge against? Because you can't get revenge on the officials. Like, oh, we stuck one by you. Like, I don't even know that how you would even try and go about that. Because Dallas wasn't the ones. They were on the field when the injustice happened, and they won the game because we were wronged.
Then let them be your proxy.
That's what I'm saying. They are the proxy. They are the one to which you can extract what's taken from you.
I don't want to sit here and defend Dallas. I think that the Lions are a better team. They go out there and win because they're the better team. It's not going to be because of revenge. It's not going to be because, oh, we're going to get you because you beat us last year, even though there was a bad call involved. Like that, I can't generate that type of animosity for Dallas. There's plenty of animosity for Dallas to begin with.
They earned a win last year against Dallas. They converted the 2-point. It was wrongfully taken from them. They can't make that right, but the next best thing is to go down there and beat that football team. Maybe they're a stand-in for the officials. Take what was taken from you. You're chasing the one seed this year. You're chasing the one seed last year. Go out there, get your vengeance, emotional, maybe not practical as it may be. But, John, I feel like this is the revenge game on the schedule. No, San Francisco's a measuring stick game, but I don't think you get true revenge on them until it's the playoffs.
I'd rather have revenge on Green Bay for what they did on Thanksgiving Day last year.
How about the S-storm you caused, though, out of this in Dallas if you go down there and kind of punch them in the face and win?
Oh, it'd be beautiful.
You know, that's going to be the talk of the league next week.
Does CeeDee Lamb...
You caused that.
Yeah. Is CeeDee Lamb mouthing more, you know, slurs at Dak Prescott on the sidelines?
Is Jerry Jones going to helicopter into practice and take players off the field? I mean, the theater of it all is worth rooting for.
Also bothers me about this is it seems like the two times the Lions have gotten screwed against Dallas, it wasn't that big of a deal nationally. And to me, that's a sign of disrespect to Detroit, because if you reversed both calls, it would be out of control. The amount of attention it would get from all these national pundits.
Oh, if Dallas converted a 2-point conversion?
They reported and they screwed it up. Can you imagine?
Dallas did everything right.
I hate them. You know what? I hate that city.
It just sounds whiny.
From us?
Well, then...
Yeah.
Well, okay, hold on. We have every right to complain. If it sounds whiny, fine. But I think you have every right to complain because Tom is right. Perception after that game, did you realize what the undercurrent was? Well, the Lions were doing too much. They didn't confuse the officials. They wrote them a handwritten note before the game, walked it over to them, and explained what they were going to do. Nobody was confused. The referees botched it.
All right, I'm going to convince John to join us.
Okay.
If they don't win this game, then Jim's going to get Dan all mad again next week.
Not sure what I'm rooting for.
Say it. Say it like you mean it, John.
Listen, if he goes for it,
is he
going to
ask, are you
seven,
doing a good job?
Oh, no.
To Dan.
Yeah.
He had to come through the mic and rip his head off.
You notice, we had him on this week, and he was like really defensive of the Tigers, and he said, all the people giving them crap this season. I'm like, is he talking to him?
He doesn't just listen to when we talk about the Lions.
He's a P1.
If he brings up Matt Chapman to you at some point, the Tigers keep winning.
Well, I think coaches don't want, like, you know, most coaches don't want to be disrespectful. Dan's a good guy. It would be funny, though, if you know, we built that level of relationship with these guys where they could go, hey, you don't like what I did? You didn't like the Chapman? Like, exactly. The full circle of it all would be funny.
Yeah.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
248-539-9797. I want to get some phone calls in the mix on this. Brian in Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that I believe in the Tigers more this weekend, just because every time, I agree with you guys wholeheartedly, every time we go into Dallas, something just seems to go completely wrong. It's not our fault. I'm not even thinking about the 49ers game last year. I'm just really hoping we go into Dallas and win by like 28. I think that's the only way, real way we get like a good revenge game in. I'm not even thinking about revenge on 49ers.
I think a 3-point win's plenty of vengeance for me. Now, 28 would feel really good.
Sure.
Brian, do you have more confidence in the Lions or the Tigers?
Just because the refs, I gotta say the Tigers.
Oh, because of exterior forces.
Yeah, it's not even on the Lions. It's just, it seems like every time we go down there, something happens that's not in our control.
How do you feel about the Tigers?
Pretty good. Scooble's pitching, you know. I was really hoping they would get a win yesterday, but pretty confident today, or tomorrow.
You sound pretty chill. I don't have to like hard sell you or really.
No, hey, no.
You get it. You're not panicked. I like this, Brian. It's good stuff.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, though. I think you go down there and you make it a no-doubter. Like, you don't leave it up for chance. You don't leave it
in the hands
of the officials.
Yep.
You go out there, you don't turn the ball over, you don't have pre-snap penalties, you don't hit a quarterback late, you don't extend drives, you don't, you know, if you get them third down and backed up, you take advantage of the situation, you gain field position, if you're in the red zone, you score, you do the things that you're supposed to do, that you're built to do, that you have done previously, so that it's not coming down to a 2-point conversion where, yeah, there is some deception involved. Should the officials have gotten it? Yes, they didn't. But why make it come down? Why even have to go for two at the end of the game?
Revisiting that game, wasn't it Derek Barnes that whiffed on the sack? Like, he doesn't get his chance for revenge. which is unfortunate. But CeeDee Lamb was the recipient. And I do think if the Lions secondary is improved, this is a good opportunity. They're going to be feeding CeeDee. He's unhappy. Do we see Carlton Davis? He says he wants to be a shutdown guy. Do we see Terrion Arnold, who can shadow bigger body, avoid the penalty? I think there's a storyline to watch for this game too, right?
Yes. I just think that we're mislabeling this game.
You don't like revenge.
I just don't feel like it's revenge. I feel like it's a reckoning.
Okay.
Like you got to go out there and right a wrong. And that's where I just feel like the revenge is just the wrong word.
The wrong R word. Kevin in Macomb, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good.
I am so excited. I work down in Dallas. I live here in Macomb. I'm down there every week. I've had to live for a year listening to all my fellow workers complain and bitch about, about saying that we can't beat them. We're in the middle. I'm going to be down there with coworkers. For me, it is a revenge game.
Okay.
I'm excited. Go Detroit, man. This is going to be so, so good.
I'm happy for it. I think you're right.
I'm glad you're going to be there. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun.
They already joked with me. They said they're a little nervous because I'm going to be in full Detroit gear in the middle of the field. And I said, I'm not worried, man. Let's go.
Bring them on. I wonder what the crowd looks like. Detroit fans travel. I know Dallas is Dallas, but I won't underestimate Detroit.
Yeah, but Dallas, the fans will be willing to throw their team under the bus if they feel like in an instant.
You're absolutely right about that. By the way, that did happen. Greg and I simultaneously played the same drop that is not a normal drop on the show. That's called timing. We're in sync today on a Friday.
I should have used the jinx on you.
Oh, no. Are you going to do the Gator routine?
Jinx 10.
I don't know if Gator and I are cool anymore. He did not like my confidence in the Tigers. Do you see, by the way, the Red Wings? First of all, it doesn't matter. Yes, it doesn't matter. If I could control what was going on with our teams, it wouldn't be 10 years of losing. I'll tell you that much. But if it makes you feel better, Gator, you can go ahead and blame me. If it helps alleviate the loss, you can blame me. Whatever helps you out. The Wings, by the way, also listed who do you want to play in the ALCS on their Jumbotron last night, which probably didn't make Gator happy either. All right, anyway, we got picks coming up. Phone calls 97.1.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.